I want us in the next place then to come really to apply those criteria to our present situation and to ask ourselves the question then, does it warrant us resisting the law today and to open, for example, our church buildings? That's the thinking of some among God's people. That we should be opening our church buildings and disobeying the law as it is at present. Although thankfully it's going to be relaxed come this Friday, and God willing on the Lord's Day we will be able indeed to gather in our places of worship once again. But there are those who are of this mind. Well, I want us to take the criteria of God's word, because that's how we are to understand what we are to do in any situation. We must search the scriptures, and searching the scriptures and finding what it is that the word of God teaches and warrants us to do, then we take that and we apply it to our circumstances. And we can apply that then to the circumstances that we find ourselves in today, and we can ask ourselves this first question: are we being commanded to worship another God? And we have to say, no, we are not. The present restriction relates to the place of worship, not to the person whom we worship. We are still able to worship the Lord. There is no command at present today that forbids us from worshiping the God of heaven, as he reveals himself in Holy Scripture. Nor is there any command telling us how we can worship him and how we cannot worship him as to any particular act of worship. Remember, prayer is an element of worship. Daniel was forbidden to pray. When we pray, we're engaging in worship. Praise and prayer and preaching are the three main elements, preaching particularly. But there are those three elements that are to be regularly part of our worship. The sacraments as well are to be part of our worship. But those three main aspects will feature on a regular basis. There will be praise, there will be prayer, there will be preaching. We cannot honestly say that we are being hindered from worshiping God with regards to either praising him or praying to him, or preaching his word. The restriction at the present refers to the place of worship. We are not able to come into the building. But we can engage in the worship of the Lord in other ways at this particular time. That brings us on then to the second aspect here. Are we being commanded to cease preaching the gospel and teaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, again, we have to say there is no such law that forbids us to preach in the name of Jesus. We can preach in drive-in services, open-air meetings. We can preach via online broadcasts, and thankfully there's these other means today. We have the great advantage of modern technology that can be used in the sounding forth of the word of God. So we can avail ourselves of these other means. But the restriction is not on preaching the gospel itself. We are not hindered in preaching Jesus Christ. There is nothing that hinders us today from declaring any truth that is found in the Bible. The hindrance has to do with the place where we do that.